Dr. Hania, the physician. Doctor, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me this morning.
No, I like that. I like that. Dr. Hania. I love that name.
Thank you.
That's your first name, but it's a great one. Say, by the
well,
way...
yeah, it's a... go ahead.
By the way, when I was reading about this, at first I didn't believe it. Sleeping with lights on and weight gain in women linked in a new study. But I would think that once you got into this, it would be a tremendous help to the women.
Yes, it's an interesting study and something that we had sort of postulated for a while. There's definitely flows in the body that are associated with light and darkness. And so it seems being in an area where you should technically be sleeping with a bright light or a TV or a computer screen seems to potentially disrupt the natural flows that should be occurring and leads to weight gain. The body is a complex computer system, if you like, and, it's got hormones that regulate all sorts of things. This is a study for women, and in men, we know testosterone rises in the morning hours and goes down during the day. So it's all very interesting that it seems to be connected somewhat with light as well.
Say, I think this is fabulous. How did you find this out? How did you get to something like this? I would think the women would go crazy for it.
Well, this is a study, so, people gather individuals and get them to volunteer. And so based on the study, they did find absolutely there's a good chance to gain a reasonable amount of weight by leaving a light on or having a computer screen blinking at you. And so absolutely improving sleep hygiene, as we call it, reducing sound, reducing light, helps with the quality of sleep and therefore probably helps with the regulation of the body.
Now, this is really something, though, when you think about it, and is it true that there is a 17% chance of gaining the 5 kilograms that you need?
Well, need or lose, I guess nowadays we worry more about obesity versus gaining more weight. So we probably want to have less light around us when we're sleeping. The numbers were pretty dramatic. I mean, 11 pounds over, 5 years, couple of years, is a reasonable amount of weight and certainly not something we want to look forward to.
Now, how, doctor, talking with Dr. Hania, doctor, tell me how you discovered this, because I would never, when I first read about you, I would never believe that you could light could do this. How did they find out?
Well, this is a study that was done. I'm not the doctor that led the study. I'm really more of a commentator versus the one who led the study. A lot of it may be because we've noticed the flows of hormones in the body already. Animals, take a look at them. I mean, there's clear reasons for being awake during the day hours and clear reasons for sleeping at night. And then when we kind of trick our body and our brain into believing night is day, it seems to have a disruptive effect, which is not positive at all. At the end of the day, we are sort of grand versions of animals, I guess, and we need to follow what our biology dictates.
How did you get into this? How did you find out about this? I when I first saw it, I just said, "Wow!" I said, "This is incredible." How did you find it and get into it?
It's something that's been studied for a while. They were looking into weight gain, and we want to reduce risks of gaining weight because it's now becoming a huge problem. It's one of our leading causes of poor health. As a nation, we are gaining more and more weight, and we are trying to figure out what the potential causes are. And this is among the many, many other reasons, potentially also a cause.
Well, I'll tell you, when you pick something up and it says sleeping with lights on and weight gain in women linked in new study, you know, I first thing I thought of, I said, my God, you can be anything you want, I guess, from now on.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to lose weight, then you need to put away that TV and close the lights and turn down the blinds and potentially quiet the people who are around you as well. So there you go.
This is a terrific. And are you? I would assume because we read about you. I would assume that this is something that you have really gotten into.
Well, I actually am a family medicine doctor, and, absolutely, we deal with some aspects of sleep, and we definitely, as an office, work with women and men who are struggling with weight and learning to balance their lives a little bit better. So, yeah, I mean, this study was on women, but, you know, absolutely more information needs to be dug up for men as well, children as well. We are dealing with obesity in children more and more so. Could it potentially be because of the light that we are allowing our children to get exposed to, with TVs and computer screens and night lights and so forth? Artificial light is something mankind has invented. It was not something that was biologically there. So we were not designed to be exposed to it, and our bodies were designed to work with natural light. So this is something completely different that we have put ourselves into the mix of.
Now, can folks get a hold of you? Can we?
I think they need to get hold of the authors, but if you are in Dallas, Texas, come on down if you're struggling with weight.
You mean, don't tell me this is something else Texas is going to deal with. I can see the women now walking around.
We've been dealing with some pretty bad weather over here, so, you know, we're still recovering from our crazy weather patterns.
Well, it's a delight to have you on. When I read about you, I said, wow, I got to meet her. I would think this is going to be something that's going to really take off.
Well, you know, the more information we get, the better it's going to be. Thank you so much for having me.